It's time for a new adventure.
Welcome to Adventures in Business, a podcast dedicated to the voices of today's entrepreneurs. Adventure is not just an action, it's an attitude. We will broaden your horizons and understandings of what it's like to be a working person today, in this moment of time on this planet we call Earth.
Welcome back to the Adventures in Business podcast. This is your host, Amy Zander from Zedia Media. And I am flying solo today as far as co-hosting goes. Lisa Fisher is not with us today. She's off doing something really cool and having her own adventure. So it's you just get me today, but I have a great guest today, a friend of mine and another marketing giant in the Lansing area. So we have Brian Town with Michigan Creative. How are you doing, Brian?
I'm good, Amy. Thank you so much. Marketing giant. I'm gonna play that over and over again for my staff.
So they think I'm
actually cool.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm the self-proclaimed marketing mobstress. So you can make up titles all day long, all you want to do, right?
Right.
So on our show, we usually start with letting you tell our audience who you are and what you do.
Thanks, Amy. So my name is Brian Town. I'm the CEO of Michigan Creative, and we're a creative agency that loves to solve problems. And we're traditional and digital marketing agency, full service, but I try to stay away from that. We like to call ourselves a creative agency, and we run that out of Lansing, Michigan. We just got a new space here in near Old Town, beautiful old building. And we have a staff of 20. So we pretty much do just about everything that there is to do with marketing. So digital ads, Facebook ads, a lot of video, a lot of branding, a lot of websites. And so, yeah, I've been doing that now for just about 10 years.
What do you think, besides calling yourself a creative agency, which I really like, what do you think makes you guys stand out from some of the other local marketing agencies in town, including Zedia Media?
Yeah. You know, I don't know if there is, you know, standout. I think we have a ton, especially in Lansing. There's a ton of great agencies. I mean, there's, you know, people ask that a lot. We've been doing a lot of discovery with other business coaches that are outside of Lansing, outside of Michigan. And they keep asking that question about who your competitors are. And, you know, I'd be silly to say we don't have any competitors, but, you know, I think once in a while we'll run into a few agencies and they'll get one or we'll get one or whatever. But, you know, and I always told my staff, like, until we're working with 80% of the businesses in Lansing, like, there's so much work and we're not even, you know, right. A lot of our clients aren't even here. And, so I, you know, where I think and where I hope we stand out is I've always wanted to have a business besides a marketing company. I really just wanted to have a really good business and a really good group of people with a great culture that, you know, we could happen to be a marketing company. And I think we do a really good job at that, but we could be a shoe salesman. And I think we do a really good job of doing that. And so I think for me, how we stand out, I think is one, our people are, you know, really care about the success of our company. They care about each other. And I think we've done a really good job building that trust with some people here and leaders in their own right. And I think also, you know, I think our superpower is really getting companies to think about their business, you know, like no one else can. And we can ask the right questions to get them to really talk about who they are and then be able to put that in a beautiful presentation or a brand new logo or a brand new brand. So I think we have that business side of us. And then, you know, we also, and I always like to say, like, and our creative work is amazing. That's secondary to what we do, because I really think it's that process that we have and the people that are doing it. And then, yeah, by the way, I think we have, you know, probably one of the best designers in the country on staff, and same thing with a lot of other people that we have here. So, you know, where do we stand out or where do we better? I don't know, but I would like to say our culture is pretty good.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I've had the pleasure of I was in your old office when you were in Rio Town. Oh, yeah. Yep. And the vibe is really cool. There's always dogs around, and you have, like, yeah. Didn't you have
two here?
Yeah. And you have a daycare, like,
yeah, we did.
Staff, right? For
yeah.
when you needed it.
And yeah, we did. We did. We had two babies for almost 2 years that I paid for daycare. So yeah, that's the kind of thing I want to do. You know? And I'm so buried in the day-to-day stuff of growing a marketing company that I think eventually that's the kind of thing that as a CEO, like, I just want to be responsible for making the people's lives here better.
Yes.
You know, I don't want to know about the websites we're building. I don't know, you know, but I'm still kind of in that yeah. mode, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. I am the same way. I always, like, Lisa, who's not with us today, is also my business coach. And
right.
I'm always talking to her. I'm like, how do I get to the point where I'm doing less in the business and I'm working on the business, right? Because I'm still kind of got my hands in everything. And I'm not quite as long as you, about 7 years in.
Yeah.
And I had a great team last year, and then someone left and some things changed. And so that's the thing, like right when you get your team together, something changes, right?
Well, and that's the thing is people, you know, I would tell people, we'll just hire somebody to do all the tasks that you don't want to do. And I'm like, well, we did that. And we did that 20 times over and it's still not better.
Right.
Yeah, I don't have any advice for you.
Yeah. There's just more tasks to do, which is good. It's a good problem to have for sure. Yeah. And you guys do a lot of video.
Yeah, that was, you know, video is my background. That's what I went to college for. That's what I taught for 13 years, 14 years. And so video was kind of, is my thing. I don't do a lot of it now anymore, but you know, we have 3 full-time video producers that shoot and edit, and we have all our own gear, all our own editors. So we do a ton of video, but you know, we're looking at the numbers. It's not our highest service. We want to increase that, but yeah, you know, it's funny because people still, some, and this is our fault, is, you know, people think we do just video, or they think we just do websites and marketing and don't do video. And I'm like, we got to fix that.
Right. Yeah. Well, when you are a creative agency like that and you wear so many hats, it is hard sometimes to get it all out in like one sentence, everything you do, right?
Well, you would think, you got a marketing company here that can market for you. You think we'd have all kinds of great stuff. And we do. Our marketing, and Alicia's done a great job. I think why we grew so much in the last 2 years as Alicia and the marketing team, I mean, they've really, you know, and that's kind of what COVID gave us a little bit, is that we stopped and paused and focused on us and, you know, our marketing for ourselves. I always wanted to make sure that if I was going to market for a company, that our marketing better be damn good.
Right.
And Alicia is our marketing director. And she is, I think this last year and a half, especially, has just done an amazing job and gotten us just our name out there a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. It is really important to do good marketing when you're a marketing agency.
It's hard though, man.
People will point out every little typo or something, you know, like it happens. Yeah. I hear you for sure. What are some of the things that you're really excited about right now?
Yeah. You know, a lot. I think I'm really excited about sort of where we were and where we've come. But I'm also really excited about thinking about the next couple of years too. You know, we made it over that hump that they say, right? We made it past the 5 years where most businesses fail. And we made it past the 10 years where then most businesses fail, and we're still here.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have a lot of, it doesn't seem like it. Like today, it's Monday. I'm putting out fires still from last week, it seems like. And you know, it's a little bit frustrating sometimes and depressing to be honest as a CEO and as an owner of a small business, and you know. But looking at, if I step back a little bit and look at where we came and from and kind of what our plans are for our hopes and dreams in 10 years, because we have them written down and we have them very strategically placed, that gets me excited. I gotta remember that. And that's why things like this, for me to be able to talk about our successes, I think is important for all business owners and CEOs. My business coach, I mean, she's always consistently trying me to get to go, hey man, slow down a little bit and, you know, talk about where you've come. You're in this brand new building that you purchased. You know, you've got 20 staff members. I mean, you know, a year and a half ago we had 9. And
right. So
she's good at that. And it's hard. I mean, that's the hardest thing I think as a business owner is reflecting on some of your wins. And then also more importantly is to get your staff to reflect on those as well. Because if you're feeling burnout or you're feeling frustrated, then I guarantee you some of them are too. And so I have to be conscious of that to say, hey, look, I know last week seemed like a cluster because this client wasn't happy with this and this guy did this and then we lost somebody. I'm like, but do you remember this project?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah, I get it. It's hard to look back and see your accomplishments when you're always looking forward to the next thing that you've got to do.
Yeah.
For sure. That's why I think it's important to have a business coach and also have a good network or support system of other business owners.
Yes.
Because there's nothing like owning a business. And if you haven't done it, it's just a different kind of way of working. It was funny. I I had an appointment this afternoon and the lady was like, oh, you don't work today? And I was like, oh, I work every day. I just own my own company so I can kind of do what I want when I want, sort of. Right.
Yeah. I know.
Or I'm always working, basically. But
yeah, you know, it's funny. The quote that I always try to go back to is that inside of every business, there's somebody slowly going crazy. And it's usually the CEO. And I, you know, my wife's a new business owner herself, and we always joke because she's seen me like go through it and not want to get out of bed and, you know, all that stuff. And
right.
And she's like, you know, I thought I quit my job so that we could just have lots of free time and lots of fun. I'm like, yeah, not yet.
Not yet. Right. Not yet. That's a good answer. Not yet.
Not yet. Yeah, well, when's yet coming? Years. I said, I don't know yet. So
yeah, the first couple of years are. How is her business going?
It's good. Yeah. So she runs a Aqua Body Lab, which is aesthetics, Botox, med spa. And man, I mean, she's a PA and she used to be an ortho, and she was working 70, 80 hours a week and falling asleep on the couch. And, you know, it was just not good.
Right.
And, you know, now she's still working a lot, but it's her own thing. And
right.
She's actually just moved in upstairs here. So we get to see each other all the time. So it's great.
Okay. Cause she was in Image Day Spa, right?
Yeah, she was.
And then okay.
She moved here upstairs cause we could use the room right now, but we don't really need all of it. So
nice.
Right now she's up here, which has been working out great.
Yeah.
And then I think eventually, she's looking at a building, for her own on Saginaw.
Sure. Okay. So has anyone, I'm just curious for myself, has anyone moved into your old office?
I haven't seen, you know, I don't think so.
I love that space.
I do too. That was very sad for me because Rio, that was like our first big boy office.
Right.
And Rio Town has, you know, I always will have a special place in my heart just because of the businesses that are there.
Yeah.
And it's just cool. Like Rio Town is kind of rough and I always used to joke. It's so funny. Like, people thought we were in Old Town because no one knew Rio Town, right? Back in the day. And I was like, yeah, we're not cool enough to be in Old Town. Because I didn't think we were fancy enough, you know, to be in there.
Right.
And we're not. But we're close to Old Town. We're just down from Elderly right now. But yeah, I really liked Rio. And it just, you know, I think the only reason is we needed more room.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of an open working environment. We were getting busy and more people. And we just were paying rent. And I wanted to... You know, this next 10 years was my goal is to own something so that we could create some equity. And, you know, we spent $70,000 in rent over the last 4 or 5 years.
Right.
And that could have all been going towards this.
Right.
So,
well, and you know, they say that the majority of people who are really wealthy own real estate, right?
Yeah, I know.
I've been looking at that lately. I'm like, okay.
Well, I ain't wealthy. I'll tell you that right now.
But it's a step, right?
It is.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Well, and I think Rio Town and Old Town are like sister little pockets. Like it'd be cool to be either one of those. It's pretty cool.
Rio Town is just cool because it has the feeling of exactly what artistic communities are supposed to do. So like, if you look at areas, you know, that were kind of run down a little bit, you know, before Saddleback got there, I mean, the pub was there and a couple other places, but that was about it.
Yeah.
And even the Board of Water and Light was all run down and just nothing there, right?
It was
kind of a dangerous place to be, boarded up stuff. And, you know, Saddleback came and we came and Blue Owl came. And then now you go down there and, you know, it is just one cool shop after another.
It is. Yeah. Lots of cool stuff.
The cool thing is we were able to do a lot of our Christmas shopping within two blocks.
Nice.
And there's quite a few women business owners that are on that block. And so that to me is something that's just really cool. Old Town's the same way, but they say that if you want to start looking for the cool places, start looking for where creative folks are going and not just us. I, you know, we had a small part to play in that, maybe creative food and creative small businesses and those kind of things. Cause that's the area that's going to start picking up. And that's what happened to Old Town 20 years ago.
Right.
That's what happened to Rio Town.
Yep. That's great. Yeah, that's great. I agree. Yes. I'm always scouting out buildings when I'm looking around. I don't quite need my own space yet. I work from home, which is amazing because I have no rent, but I will need one eventually. I'm always looking for, looking for spots. So
and it's fun.
I'm so excited. Cool. Yeah. I'll have to come check out your new space.
You should. It's really cool.
Do you still have a bar in there?
Oh, yeah.
All right. That was my favorite part.
Yeah.
Cool. So you are going to be one of our featured speakers at the upcoming Marketing Summit, and your company is also a sponsor. Thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.
So do you want to tell our listeners a little bit about what you're going to be talking about?
Yeah, it's our favorite thing to do. And I was telling somebody that the things that we're starting to look at are what are things that we all get passionate about and wanting to do, right? And what are we really, really good at? Like time after time, what has been a huge success for us? And it's that branding and messaging piece for us is getting companies, you know, to really think about who they are. And it's not hard. They already know, right? And you know, they always say to us when we go into companies, they're like, yeah, we say this to our customers all the time. And our customers tell us, this is why we love you. And I'm like, yeah, but you're not telling anybody else.
Right.
And they're like, yeah, we know. And so for me, you know, I love that discovery process, and it's a simple process. Like I don't do anything magical, right? I'm just asking questions and getting people to think.
Oh, I think you're selling yourself short. It is magical.
Yeah.
Asking the right questions is magical, Brian.
And that's what I love. Like that gets me excited. Like, you know, I've always enjoyed, I think my favorite thing to do has always been is to, when we have a video shoot and I get to sit across from somebody and interview them, you know, and get them to feel comfortable on camera. And I've sat across from, you know, Al Glick, who was the CEO of Alro Steel, and he just passed away. But this guy, you know, a legend, founder of Alro Steel. And you know, I got to sit across from him and ask him questions for a half hour. And, you know, I'd do that all day long. And so for me, people come to us all the time and they say, hey, look, we're not creative, so we need your help. And so I'm like, well, that's what I want to teach people how to do with their own staff is getting to think about how do we do a creative session and how do we stop and pause and get our staff to think about who we are and then what do we do with that information?
Get ready for the biggest marketing summit in Lansing's history. Circle Friday, May 6, 2022 on your calendar. Zedia Media will be hosting the summit at the Royal Scott Banquet Facility. All the big bosses of marketing will be there, including key sponsors like M Connections, Super Web Pros, Uno Deuce Multimedia, Paper Image, Michigan Creative, Jungle Jane, and Weathervane Roofing. Tickets are on sale now at zediamedia.com. That's ZEEDIA Media.com. 17 presentations on marketing trends you need to know for your business. Big prizes, lots of fun. Your presence will be honored. Your absence will be noted. Yep, it's important. I love the whole branding discovery session too. That's actually what I'm talking about at the summit too, is the brand archetypes and the branding philosophy. I love it when people are like, oh, we've got a brand, we've got a logo. And I'm like, that's not your brand.
Yeah. And Amy, right? I think that's what I'm talking about, right?
You actually are signed up to talk about a marketing plan.
Ah, great. Okay, so, cool. Sorry. Yeah. So that goes along with that is, mm-hmm. is then taking what you're doing and then that is almost essential because what happens when we're done, and a lot of companies will have a brand and a logo, like you say, right? But they don't have the messaging. They don't have their archetype like you're going to do, which
that
I think
emotional is connection, you know, Leo.
Yeah. And then they're like, well, what do we do?
Right.
And you know this, but I mean, even some of the big companies, I won't name any names, but we've walked in there and we said, well, what's your marketing plan for 2022? And they're like, what?
Yeah. Or what's your budget? We don't have a budget.
Oh yeah. No one knows that. They're like, what's your,
And when people say that, we don't have a budget. I'm like, well, then why are we talking? Like,
yeah.
you have some kind of budget.
They say like, they don't have a marketing plan and they don't have a brand standard guide and they don't, you know, so it's something that I think over and over again, we find that if we have some sort of plan and marketing plans to me, like, and you'll know this about me too, is like, I'm not very official and I don't like process and I don't like standards and those kind of things. But, you know, so a lot of people hear marketing plan and they think back to their college days and they're like, ugh, you know, they don't like it. But for us, you know, we call it a green print and all our really our marketing plans can get super detailed, but really for us, it's just, hey, what are you doing in the next 6 months?
Right.
And what are you saying in March? And what are you saying in April? And where are you saying it? And what do you hope is the outcome? And good or bad? So like, if you have something like we hope that we get X amount of followers or we get X amount of leads and then you don't hit it, great, awesome. So then figure out why you didn't hit it.
Right.
But if you don't have a plan, you can't, you have no idea.
I love that. Yeah. I'm the same way. I think I'm not too strict with that stuff. I like to have at least a monthly theme. Mm-hmm. You know, what are we, like you just said, what are we talking about this month? And how will we know we did a good job? That's right. What I like to ask. Like, did we? How do we know?
Yeah. That's a marketing plan. And what we like to do with our Green Prints is like, once we do the discovery and kind of figure out, we use the Green Prints really in one of three ways, right? So the Green Print, if it's super detailed, either A, we're going to do all of it for them, or we're going to do a mix. They're going to do a little bit because maybe they have somebody there or a team even, and we're going to just do the digital piece or the video. Or we just say, hey, here's what we think you should do. We would love to help you do this in any way, but if you guys want to take this and do it, go for it. And typically that's not what happens.
Right. Or they try and then they come back and they're like, we tried that. We need
this didn't work. Right? Like your marketing plan is not good. I'm like, hold on.
Right. Marketing's hard. That's what I say to people all the time. It's so hard. And like, we're in it every day and it's still overwhelming and hard. And how many TikToks should we do?
I was just going to bring up
stuff, right?
Yeah, Amy, I was just going to bring up TikTok because I'm 48, right? And we have a client, national client, and they're older. And until they had us, I've been trying to get them to have a website and to be on social media. And it's insane that they weren't.
Right.
And I finally convinced them almost 2 years ago to do that. And we've been doing social. And this guy, I think he's got to be 65 or something. And today he was talking about, you know, how we should be doing TikTok. And I'm like, so now we got it. Now we got to go and start that, you know, but which is fine.
Yeah, but it's hard to do, I think. I mean, you might have a better handle on this because you do a lot more video than I do, but I think it's kind of hard to do TikTok for another company because it's so kind of off the cuff and it's video. Right. So you got to be there. Yep. So, you know, to shoot that video. So I try to walk some of my clients through it or give them ideas for their TikTok videos, but it's kind of on them to actually do it.
Yeah. 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 And that's the bit, you know, and I think there's also too, I think my wife's a good example is, you know, she's seen a lot of these med spas and people doing these funny TikTok dances and stuff too. And she's like, I mean, my wife's super cool, but she's like, that's not my personality.
No.
Like, I'm right, sorry. Yeah. Like, I'm a PA and I want to be that medical side of the med spa and I ain't going to do a stupid TikTok dance.
And well, and that's what people say. Like when you say TikTok, they're like, oh, that's just people dancing around. Right. And I'm like, well, it did start that way, but it's come a long way. And it's actually really, I mean, it's very similar to Instagram Reels, although they give you more time, which is nice.
Yeah. So that's what you're right. I mean, I think what we've been doing in those cases is that if we have video content for them already, we'll use that. We'll create short content pieces that we can share, but we also want them to do it themselves a little bit.
Right.
I think for multiple reasons. One, we can't be there every day.
Right.
And two, people like to see the non-polished professional videos because it's kind of like thinking about testimonials, right? I can make any testimonial look amazing, right? And sound amazing, but of course I'm not going to interview somebody that doesn't like them. And so, you know, it's like, it's like putting somebody on your resume that doesn't really like you. So that organic sort of video coming right from the business owner and CEO would be sweet is that mix. So
yeah,
I haven't tackled that yet. We're working on it.
I've enjoyed your videos that you guys are putting out where you're, I think your staff kind of interviews you or you just answer a question and you're just laid back in your office, comfortable on the camera, just talking about stuff. That's really awesome. I love that.
And I think I'm pretty funny too, Amy. So my wife does not think, but I'm hilarious.
Brian, it only matters what you think.
I know. That's what I said. I keep saying that all the time.
That's right. Yeah. So do you think TikTok is really where people should be spending some time? It's the next thing?
Or you know, I don't know. So here's what I say is I never want to pick one thing. And I never want to say, hey, you got to do this. Like, I want to say, yes, you can do whichever you so choose. But number one, you know, are you and do you have the right message? And do you have a plan to put this stuff out there? Because I don't care if it's TikTok or Instagram or LinkedIn. If you're not consistent and the message is not there, then it doesn't matter. So right. I think the answer is yes, if you have a plan to do that.
Right. That's a good way to put that. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So what are you struggling with right now, do you think, or what are marketers struggling with in general?
Yeah. What we were struggling with is just owning a business, you know,
and that's truth.
I swear to God. But, yeah, I mean, it's a long, you know, that's something you said earlier is I, you know, eventually I'm going to write a book and I'm going to call it The Lonely Island. The Lonely CEO Island is where we're all sitting there crying and, together and no answers, but, you know, I don't think we're really struggling. I think for us that where we're struggling right now is just growth and scale. And, you know, I go back and forth, like here we are at 20 people and we have certain goals that we want to hit. And this weekend I was like, shit, man, I just want to be 7 people again. And, you know, it was so much easier. Not that we had tons of people issues. It's just, there's a lot to deal with.
And, yeah. And a lot more work you got to bring in to keep those yes. people busy.
And a lot of bigger clients that have more demands. And right. so I think for us, it's growth and scale and how do we continue? You know, I want to be, if we're doing the same things that we're doing today in 10 years, we're not going to be around. And so I want to make sure that my staff and my leadership team, we all have time to be strategically thinking about us to make sure that we're successful. So for the most part, that's it. Most of the creative work is going really well. Like we're having a lot of success. Our team's doing a great job. It's just that, you know, our leadership team, you know, Annie and Cassidy and Alicia and Jen and John, you know, they're also, John's head of our web development and Cassidy's the main project manager in charge of 3 project managers. So they have like real work to do.
Plus creative work.
plus yeah. just business thinking.
Right.
You know, and so we're really trying to solve that right now. Because my only concern, I can deal with customers, I can deal with, you know, anything else. It's just I always lose sleep about my people getting burned out and not being happy, I think. And that's always first and foremost. And I think I overreact, but I'm always laser-like focused on making sure that everybody's okay.
I think, Brian, the fact that you give that so much attention and you're actually losing sleep over it is an insurance that it's not going to be
yeah,
the case.
Yeah, I hope so.
Right? Like, a lot of people wouldn't even think about that. They're like, what more can you do? Yeah. Right? Yeah. So I think you've got that nailed down for sure. It's nice that you worry about that so much. Your employees are lucky.
Well, yeah, I'll make sure we play that over and over again
yeah.
to them. And yeah. they just tell me, my leadership team just tells me what to do all day long. So.
Well, that's good. We'll do a soundbite. Marketing giant. You're lucky to be working that's for Machine right. Creative.
Oh, how lucky you are. Yeah.
There you go. Right. Yeah. All right. So we like to ask our guests about advice. So sometimes we start with asking if you've ever gotten a really bad piece of advice. The last few people we've asked have kind of been like, well, no, not really. But do you have any bad advice you've ever been given?
Yeah, I totally do. So and it's not necessarily advice, but it's this, the two phrases that I think, and I'm still not great with it, but hey, let's partner up on this and we could do a lot of really good things together. Right. And I've heard that so many
Me
times.
Me too. I've heard that a lot too.
Just never works. And right. every once in a while I'm like, oh yeah, but this could be really good. And what it has caused in the past is it's never worked out. And it also has stressed out my staff for, you know, where we're doing something because they're a partner and it's going to, you know, cause all this work, but there's no revenue coming in. And that has always been, I would say, don't do that, you know, until you've really got everything else figured out. And then, you know, the other piece is, and it's not even advice, but it's always like, oh, just, you know, well, we're small now, but just wait until we get bigger. And we'll bring you with us. And I'm like, oh, geez. Like if I had a dollar for every time I heard that, like we wouldn't even be talking. I'd be on an island somewhere.
Like your clients or potential clients say that to you?
Yeah, potential yeah. clients. Yeah. Like, well, we don't have the budget now.
Right, we can't afford you now. But yeah. Yep. Yep.
And you know, sometimes we'll do it. And sometimes, you know, also I'm kind of a softie and I love seeing young entrepreneurs and people that boy, if I could just spend a little bit of time with them, I think I could really help them get to where they need to. And someday I'll have time to do that very thing. But my leadership team's been really good at kind of taking me out of that decision right. process because they know what I'll say.
Brian, we should partner up on that
yeah.
and create some webinars.
Yes, I know. It is just, I mean, over and over again. And I also think too is you know, hiring people, I've done a really good job I've gotten really lucky, right? Some people have fallen in my lap, you know, Cassidy and Annie and Alicia and Jen. I mean, we've really been, and John, I mean, people have really fallen into our lap, really good people. But I've also thought that about other people too, and made mistakes that almost could have wrecked us, you know?
Right.
And never in my wildest dreams did I thought that would ever happen. But so I think don't partner. And if you can, as an owner of a business, don't have any real partners either. That has always been something that I've been so thankful that I never did, because I hear a lot from clients that we worked with, wow, he or she was a partner and that, sorry, we couldn't do this, but now he's gone and that was a mess. And
mm-hmm. So, yeah. I would add to that list and say, I don't hire friends. I've hired a couple of friends that did.
And we try not to do work for friends either.
Yeah.
And that's, mm-hmm. yep, because it just hasn't worked out. And yeah. We don't hire family members either. That hasn't burned us yet, but we had to put our foot down just because that could just get weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And you have to have those rules as you get bigger.
I know.
Right?
I know.
Yeah.
So yeah. Stupid.
Absolutely. Rules. Rules are stupid. That's why I'm the outlaw brand, right? I don't like rules either.
I know.
Oh, all right. So bad advice. We talked about that. So what about some really good advice you've been given?
Yeah. So one advice that I give a lot, and then I'll also tell you about my favorite story of advice I got years ago, right when I started, and I have to remember that. And so thank you for letting me do this, because now I'm feeling pretty good today.
Yeah.
I used to tell students and startups and all that stuff and businesses like, oh man, worry about the culture and get everything right and have fun and do this. And that is terrible advice. Is the number one thing you should worry about is sales. And sales and more sales and sales and sales and where you're going to get sales tomorrow and next week and next month, and get as much sales as you possibly can and raise your prices. Now that sounds really greedy and it sounds really like you're not focusing on culture and those kind of things, but you could have the greatest culture in the world. Like we have a really great culture, but I guarantee you, as much as my people love us and me, you know, the culture ain't going to work after 2 weeks of missing a payroll or something.
Right.
It's right. Not that good.
Money talks.
Yeah, it's not that. It's not that good. And right. So, always have somehow in your mind of how you're gonna. If you're by yourself, that's fine. When are you gonna be the salesperson? And every single day, think about where your next dollar is gonna come from. And we didn't do that at first, and it almost hurt us really bad. And so now we're laser like focused on sales, and I am as a CEO. That's my job. So that's something I would always tell people, that you got to get there. Culture mm-hmm. will come. You can create your culture, but it has to be involved with, it takes a lot of money to run a business. And so you have to do that and raise your prices. Anytime people ask me, freaking raise your prices.
Yeah.
Up until somebody says, you know, and they won't. So I think that, and then, you know, somebody a long time ago, kind of where I got, as I never knew how to run a business. I was a teacher. I was a high school teacher for most of my career. I have a master's in education. Never ran a business, right? So I still don't know what I'm doing. But, you know, I was talking to this, I was searching, this is when I was by myself at the Tick, probably the first couple months of business, and searching about how to run a good business, right? Google searching, and came across a website for a company called Centro out of Chicago, and they're still around. They're huge, right? And they had their manifesto on there, and it talked about, you know, how we believe leaders should behave, not behave is the wrong word, what we think a good leader is and what we think a good employee is and how we should, you know, get people to think about how they want to be as a person first and then how they want to work. And I was like, man, that's like my jam. Like, I love it. I'm right. Like, I want to use this, but I better ask, right? And so I emailed them. I'm like, hey, I told them my story. I'm starting out. I'm like, can I use this? And they're like, oh yeah, we want, our CEO wants everybody to share it and use it and steal it. I'm like, awesome. I go, can I talk to him? And I thought, no way, right? And they're like, yeah, sure. We'll set up an appointment. And this guy, Sean, calls me a couple of weeks later and he's like, hey man, I got a few minutes. I'm at Heathrow Airport. I'm like, oh boy, fancy pants, right? And man, he sat there and he talked to me for about an hour. And,
wow.
And he was like, hey, what do you want? You know, I was telling him kind of what I felt about, and very similar. Like I wanted to have a really good company that people could stay in for the rest of their lives and they would, you know, have a great culture and do things like daycare and those kind of things. And he's like, hey, he's like, no matter what, people are going to come into your office and tell them that story and tell them what you want to do. And they're going to go, this guy's crazy. He's like a single entrepreneur. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's like, keep telling that story. And so I consistently always led with our core values, my kind of dream of the business. And I think it really paid off. I mean, here we are today and 20 people that all believe in the core values and believe in kind of my vision and our vision for where we want to go to. And, you know, I think that to me is something that I'll always kind of remember as pretty important in business. Now, since then, there's been ups and downs and lost sleep and tears and all kinds of stuff.
Sure. You know?
So it hasn't been, it's not perfect by any means, but I think let's pretend all of our clients fire us tomorrow and everybody quits tomorrow. You know, the thing that we would have is that we did that and it worked. And, you know, we would all get really good jobs and be really, really experienced and really good employees because of our experience here. So,
yeah. Yeah.
But I don't want that to happen.
Right. Of course not. Yeah. 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 That's nice. I like that. That was really cool that you had that talk with that guy too. Yeah. That's nice. Yeah. Yeah.
And he said, he's like, you know, and I stole that line from him. I said, well, it's probably because you're in Chicago and you're a really big media buying company. Right. And he's like, no, man, he's like, you know, if we would have decided to make shoes in Chicago, I bet we'd be the same size company and we'd be the best shoemaker in the world because of how we started with our manifesto.
Right.
And so I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
I've tried to stick with that the best that we can.
Nice. So is there anything that you are listening to or reading right now that's giving you either inspiration or a break from reality or anything you want to share?
Yeah. I mean, I read a lot of CIA and detective novels because I think that's what I should have done. You know, I think I'd be a really good like black ops person. I'm sure. I mean, all right. I'm sure I would get killed like within 2 minutes, but so I do read those. I read a lot of books. It's like my favorite thing to do, but professional book I'm reading, it's 5 Minute Selling. And really it just talks about doing 5 minutes of sales a day. And there's a pretty easy process to how to do that. And that's been awesome because it seems so daunting and scary to do sales, but 5 minutes a day, shoot,
right.
Should be able to do that.
All right. I'll have to check that out. That's good. Yeah, I feel like I'm always doing sales, always be selling, always be closing, right?
Five minutes.
Alex Goldfein. Okay, cool. Yeah. And for our listeners, we'll have the links to that in our show notes too. That's as right. Well. And everything of how to get in touch with Brian and his crew over at Michigan Creative as well.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. So is there anything I haven't asked you or anything that you haven't talked about yet that you want our listeners to know?
No, I'm excited for the conference, Amy. I think it's about time somebody did that here. So I'm glad it was you.
And
yeah. Anybody who's listening out there that just wants to talk and a business owner that wants to know at least what not to do, I'd love to talk to them. that's what I like to do. And I think in the future, you know, that might be kind of the thing that I do is help businesses kind of get through that first couple of years. But yeah, if you guys ever want to talk about business or marketing, we're always here. So just give us a call or check our website out.
All right, you guys heard him. Take advantage of that. It's golden information for somebody who knows who's been doing it, right? So awesome. Well, I appreciate you again for sponsoring the summit and being a speaker there. It's going to be amazing. And I'm going to come check out your new space very soon.
Yeah, do that.
Hop in and see you.
Bring Lisa so I can actually meet her. If
she's I will. Oh, that'd be good. We'll go on a field trip.
I don't think she's real.
Go on an adventure like our podcast says, yeah, right?
Yeah.
I will bring her. Absolutely. Well, right. Thank you so much for being with us, Brian. This has been great. And I hope our listeners head on over to our show notes page, get the links to Brian's business and the things that he recommended. That would be great. And thank you for going on an adventure with us. We release episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You can find us at zdmedia.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you want to be a guest on our podcast, please also visit zdmedia.com and click connect. Have a great day and go on an adventure.
Grab your passport and join Lisa and Amy as they interview a huge variety of today's professionals. You can discover Adventures in Business at zdmedia.com or find it at your favorite podcast source. If you'd like to be a guest at our show, we dare you to go to zdmedia.com. That's zdmedia.com and sign up.
Media production.